Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Recording.
Recording. You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. John, hello there.
Hello.
And nice to have you back, John.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah.
I'm sure we've had many complaints about last week's episode.
No complaints directly about my lack of appearance, which is a shame, isn't it?
Oh. Well,
nice to know you wanted.
That's a shame, John, isn't it? I mean, we could have pretended you were there and just was in a mood.
John's not saying anything.
John just doesn't want to speak.
No, I think it was very, very good that you had Tom Greatrex there on that momentous evening of evenings.
I know, he was literally bringing down the world of football next to me.
Yeah.
While Torquay were dismantling the first Woking side. That was their first team as well, John. They had no one out. They were pretty bad. And it was lovely to meet Andy there.
He was good, wasn't he?
Great value.
I was listening to that on my holidays on the beach.
We'll have him on again, John, I think. Maybe maybe replace you next season.
He knew his stuff.
He really knew his stuff. Yeah, very good.
But yes, I was on holiday last week. Apologies, everybody. Apologies to all the National Obsessives
for taking
that week off. But I was sat on the beach and I got home to find that both my fridge and my washing machine had packed up while I was away. So,
gammy knee stuff. This is gammy knee content. The other thing is, I just sat down to record with you, John, the National Obsession podcast with me, Charlie Baker.
Yes.
And here's John Cadogan. And my wife went, oh, it'll be a good one this week. You'll be ever so jolly, won't you? Because of the Torquay results. And I did say, we're not a.
Hold up.
Hold on a minute. Some people have lost this week. We have to be very respectful.
We are. To Notts County.
Aldershot, John. They lost last night. I don't know if you know that.
No, I saw that.
Teams. Wealdstone keep losing. You know, we have to be very respectful. The Notts County story is absolutely fascinating. Not saying I called it, John.
I like it when every time you lose, you post that same picture of him.
Well, I like that picture
looking
of
quite
him.
Sort of smug.
I feel like that picture is sort of like, I'm going to be able to do this. I am a great PE teacher.
All I hear in my head when I hear him talk is the music, is Handbags and Glad Rags.
It's
just him.
I don't know if it's just his style, but you just can't see National League footballers listening to him and thinking, yeah, okay, I understand this. But look, you read a lot of the Nottingham County's fans and what they're saying, and 50% of them are like, this bloke needs to go, he's a clown. And the other 50% are, no, these aren't his players. You have to give him time. We have to give him time to put his own squad together and use his methods, which is an admirable thing to think, isn't it, John? Is it, if they actually mean that, which they obviously do, but to take a team that is definitely going to be in the playoffs and in the semi-final via the old stomping ground and losing to the old stomping ground.
Hornchurch, of course.
Hornchurch, of course.
Penalty shootout win up at Meadow Lane.
You know, penalty shootout, the old stomping ground. To lose to them in the semi-final. So his style is all on algorithms and movement and shapes and all those things. But you can't, can you?
You can't legislate.
You can't legislate for Kyle Cameron coming on and playing left wing. At Sutton. Can you? They're bringing off a defender and, of course, they're bringing on Kyle Cameron. Oh, he's got his left wing.
My algorithm said he'd be centre-half.
The level, and look, we're going to talk more about that in a minute with our guest, because he did a brilliant tweet and he's an absolute football, full of knowledge about football, and brilliant commentator, Nigel Adderley. We'll be speaking to him later on, won't we, John?
Well, should we work out what's coming up in the podcast?
Yeah, go on, let's do that.
Let's work it out. Well, on this week's podcast, episode 139 of The National Obsession.
Still going, John. When does it end? When's the last one? Do you know? Who knows?
Will we hit 150 this year? No, we probably won't.
What have we got? Five left?
Six games.
Five left.
Five possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if we win the league, it's five. If we do the playoffs, we'll both be dead anyway. So it doesn't matter.
It'll be Andy from Woking taking
exactly.
over.
I liked your tweet about, unfortunately, I am dead from a heart attack.
Yes. So yes, I mean that might be the case. We've got lots of news coming up this week on the National Obsession. Loads to catch up on. We're going to hear from the Hearst, I think.
He's
piped back up again. Again, lots happened since we last spoken to the Hearst, including the death of the husband of the monarch.
Yes, so, of course. It is a shame, but there was a Hearst. Specialist hearse, maybe.
It does fall into his purview. So
his wheelhouse.
His wheelhouse. So we'll catch up with the hearse about that. His wheelhouse. and we've got loads and loads of letters.
Oh,
loads
lovely.
Loads
well
of letters
done, guys.
Because, again,
well done.
We were at Sutton, then we were at Woking, so we've got a whole load.
Furious.
We've got a...
people just complaining.
We've got a ginormous mail drop to plough through.
Good stuff.
And our special guest, as you just mentioned, is football commentator, reporter, former National League, I was going to say former National League fan, he's still a fan of the National League.
Yes.
But a fan of a club that was formerly in the National League. There we go, Tranmere Rovers. Nigel Adderley.
Nigel Adderley, lovely stuff. Love to Nigel.
We will chat to him about the National League. He is heavily involved at Chesham as well. And
We played them, didn't we? We played them in the Cup.
We played them a few times recently.
And also...
A couple of times.
So he'll know all about Tranmere and getting out of the league and how hard it is to be a league team stuck here forever and then maybe getting out of the league and the pressure of that, and that's what we thought we'd talk to him about, wasn't it, John?
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very good. Sounds like a packed show.
It. Sounds like a podcast, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what it sounds like. A very broad range of National League subjects, John.
All clubs covered, including ones who aren't even in the National League anymore.
Imagine that. Give us some news, John.
Let's get back to Saturday then and start with Aldershot 2, Wealdstone 0. The win was sealed in the 95th minute through Chicky Candy. Chicky Candy, you and I know.
Bum. They brought him on late last night. I thought, oh, here we go. Me and John been singing his name
obsession.
For 2 years. This is it.
No, not to be. We'll come on to that in a moment.
Goodness for that.
Altrincham 2, Barnet 3. A quite remarkable game. Altrincham were 2-1 up until the 88th minute. Two goals in the last 2 minutes from Barnet.
Found some form, John. They found some form,
haven't they? I mean, they didn't manage to do anything on Tuesday night against Sutton, which was slightly frustrating, but there we go.
Good to see they're at least trying.
They are now at least trying.
Unlike some teams.
Who is the Barnet manager now? I feel like I should know this.
We did know this. No, we did this. It is...
Expert.
It is a name that we have done some
not the bloke who drunk poison,
material
it,
on.
No,
we've done some material on his name. Come on, John, find out what it is. The manager is,
and the manager is Tim Flowers. No, it can't be Tim Flowers.
No, it can't be Tim Flowers.
Say that. Simon Bassey.
Simon Bassey. Is that right? See, that's it. We did some of that. We did some Goldfinger stuff on him, John. Surely,
he probably did.
Oh, he's only gold. He loves only goals. Only goals. Sure, we did that. Who did we used to do Shirley Bassey for?
It wasn't Simon Bassey. It was Chorley Bassey.
Chorley Bassey.
When they were in the league with us.
Oh, God. We've done some great stuff. Some really, really good stuff.
It's all there. All 138 other episodes.
Go and find them. Go and have a listen back.
Borehamwood nil, Stockport 3. So Stockport really on a roll at the moment. Borehamwood absolutely hopeless.
Could do with the old...
The old wheels are falling off a little bit there at Stockport.
You could do the old... Wheels, Stockport really firing away there.
Up at Edgeley Park, of course, Dave.
Pre-season favourites, of course.
Ben Hinchcliffe in goal. Yeah, one of those names that you just...
Paddy Madden, Paddy just Madden. Signed from the top division there. So, good for goals, Dave.
Oh, I've missed doing this. I was just doing it to myself last week. I was sat on the beach. I'm going to get a 99 with a flake, actually, Dave.
The old flake, 99, of course, because...
Buckingham Spade.
No one really knows why it's called a 99. But we've got 99 problems, Dave.
And the pitch ain't one, right?
And the pitch ain't one. Yes, and the pitch ain't one.
No, the pitch actually very good here at Plainmoor, of course.
The ice cream, ice cream not quite as good as it used to be. when these days, they're fiddling around with a flake. Just put it in. Just put the flake in.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with putting the flake in and breaking the cone.
Halifax 1, Bromley 2. So Bromley sort of sneaking up on the playoffs a little bit. Kingslyn 0, Dagenham 3. Has there ever been a more pointless game of football?
Imagine going to that. Imagine there were no fans, but imagine if there were fans for that game.
Maidenhead 2, Woking 1. So Maidenhead really finishing the season on a strong note under Aidan Allen Devonshire.
Well done, Alan.
Woking absolutely collapsing.
Well, I will say for Woking, they've got no players like us. All their players are injured, John.
Solihull Moors 5, Yeovil 1.
Pointless match.
Pointless match. Wrexham 0, Chesterfield 0. So they take points off each other. Eastleigh 1, Sutton 0.
Unbelievable.
Spitfires on fire. And Torquay 2, Notts County 2. That was Saturday.
Boom. Boom. We should have been out of that game by about 55 minutes. They should have been home and dry. And then Connor Lemonhaven's turned into Marco Van Basten, back post. Sam Sherring did an unbelievable block, so it didn't go to 3-1. And then old Wint stepped up, of course, John. Unbelievable. I mean, I've never cheered so much in my own house, just on my own, just sat looking at a laptop, cheering. It's so weird, but it's so amazing.
Berserk. Last night,
yeah, I know I don't know if it's magnified the emotion of it because we're seeing every single minute of it. But I'm so stressed all the time about it, John.
I can't even think about these last six games. It's killing me. I just want it over.
All I keep thinking is right by Tuesday next week. There's only 4 games left.
Not that I'm wishing it away.
I am wishing it away.
But I am wishing it away.
But I really hope we have 6 points from the next 2 games, and if we do. Well, who bloody knows? Push Sutton with F off. Anyway, no, thank you for having us, Sutton, at your place. It was very nice of you. Sorry,
nothing
Bruce.
Personal.
Nothing personal.
Tuesday night, Halifax 1, Woking 0, so another defeat for Woking. Kingslyn, the Linnets, dispatched for the second
game. Come on, you Linnets!
They lost 4-0 at home to Stockport County, who really are on a roll now.
Yes, very much. What was it? 4 first-half goals. Probably just rested all their players second half.
They're
coming,
creeping
John.
Up.
If it's not us, I think it's them.
They're still 5 points behind.
I know, but John, we've got to play them.
Yeah, that's the game, isn't it?
We've got to play them. And look at their running. They are playing basically the under-9s of all these teams.
Halifax on the weekend. Not a given.
That's hard. Now, that's hard. And their, you know, their student manager might have done his essay on them and he might have worked them out. But
is term finished yet?
Who knows? Yeah.
And then they got Wealdstone at home. That's, I'll give them the points now.
Points
that's
there.
Easy. Dagenham and Redbridge at home.
Point. No, you never know. No. The Daggers can often chuck a spanner in, but I can't see if he's Stockport.
Then us, then Woking, then Yeovil.
Did you just see? Well, Yeovil might do us a favour. You never know. So it's not a given. It's not as easy as you think, but they have definitely got 3 wins in there. We need Sutton to lose. They've got Notts County. That might be when they turn it round. Sutton have got who else? Someone else. It's quite hard.
Sutton, but, and they got Hartlepool. Isn't that right? Are they playing Hartlepool?
Oh, they've got Hartlepool. The so there we are. So
they've got Aldershot, Notts County, knows. Weymouth, Woking, Maidenhead.
You can't call it.
Barnet.
You can't call it. So who knows? Who knows?
It's very tight. Speaking of Sutton, they beat Barnet 1-0 on Tuesday night. Goal scorer, Our old mate, we haven't done it in a while. We might as well do it.
He's the boogie woogie bugle boy from Company B. Company S. There he is.
Omar Bugle.
Yes. Is he Liberian?
I'm not actually sure where. No, I don't know.
I think he's Liberian. If he is Liberian. Exactly. His celebration should 100% be shh. Always.
Do you want me to check where he's
from? Yeah, let's try. If he's not Liberian,
he's not
really
Liberian.
I think he's Liberian.
Lebanon.
Oh, dear.
So close.
Lebanon. Do they have Debenhams in Lebanon? So close, wasn't it? Liberia and Debenham.
Really close.
Who was from Liberia? Was it George Weah?
Oh, God.
Come on, John. You produce a football show. Sure, he was Liberian.
Liberia.
George Weah, World Footballer of the Year.
I know he was.
Yes, 10 points. 10 points. Put that in. Lovely stuff. Yes. So, John, it's all too stressful, isn't it?
It is. A couple more games from Tuesday night. Yeovil 3, Solihull Moors 0.
Yeah.
Bromley 1, Chesterfield 2. The winner came late on for Chesterfield from George Carline. Come on. George Carline. Touching hands.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Reaching out.
Come
touching
on.
Me, touching you. Sweet.
George Carline. Ba-da-da.
Yeah, there we go. Eastleigh 2, Notts County 0. So detention for the whole Notts County squad for that one. From manager Ian Birchnell. Yes. Eastleigh on a roll, Notts County down to 10th.
They're on a roll, Eastleigh.
Maidenhead 0, Weymouth 1, and Torquay 2, Aldershot 1.
Get in! It was unbelievable. I tweeted it, I couldn't believe my eyes, and I genuinely could not believe my eyes.
No, you think two games in a row. I mean, we've rescued 4 points from...
We had the whole...
The 97th minute and 98th minute. It's totally ridiculous.
18 goals we've scored after 80 minutes this season, John.
Mm.
That's unbelievable. And when the penalty wasn't given, I was like, oh, this is the most talky thing ever to have happened.
Yeah.
Like, get given and then gets talked out of it. It's like, well, that isn't... It's one of those things you go, but that isn't allowed. Surely that... You feel like you're six again, going, no! No! Absolutely not!
Oh, I mean, I remember when we did it in those first few games of the season and we scored... Stockport, wasn't it, the first game? And then we kept doing it and you thought, luck's going to run out eventually.
Yeah.
But it hasn't.
It is years and years of losing in the 89th minute.
Is it finally coming back around?
Finally coming back around. The worm has turned, John. Oh, I don't know what happens now. We just need some... Can we have some players back?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Can we have this player we signed from Sunderland just like for two games in a row? Can we have Ben Whitfield back, please? Can we have Kyle Cameron back, please? 2 of 6 can we have back? Isn't it? 2 of 6.
It would be nice.
I'd even at this point take Armani Little back, John. All in hiding. As we've said, it's Gary Johnson, Kim Jong-un. Nothing comes
in. Yes.
Nothing comes in. Nothing comes out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what is true, John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Now, it's absolute thrill to have an actual football expert on, John. Actually someone who knows about football.
Someone qualified and knowledgeable to talk about this great game of ours.
Somebody who just doesn't only make puns about the name of the Barnet manager being Simon Bassey. I mean, I'm sure he'll have a few lined up for us, ready.
And can talk about some other clubs apart from Torquay.
Exactly.
This is really nice.
And John, it's not a Torquay podcast. Yes, we're thrilled to be joined by commentator extraordinaire and I would say real football man and real football fans man. It's Nigel Adderley. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. On the ice to you. That's why we normally start. We say on the ice, Nigel. Would you like to say that? It's up to you. You don't have to.
On the ice.
Yeah, there we are. You said it. You said it like you didn't want to say it. But, you know.
No, I was questioning why we were saying it. No, on the ice.
On the
We could be here for some time if you try and explain the origins.
Yeah, how long have you got? I like your, actually, I think maybe the new way to say on the ice is with a question mark. On the ice? Nigel, you are a big Tranmere fan, that is right? The Super White Army?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And they have been out of the National League for three seasons?
We got out in 2018. And when I say get out, you don't get promoted. You just get out.
It's how it is, isn't it? We were talking the other day, weren't we? Torquay had just equalised in the 97th minute, Saturday, v Notts County. And I brought up how the Notts County manager likes to work with algorithms and numbers and shapes and movement. And that is all well and good, isn't it? But I said, you cannot account for shithousery. And you, a lot more intelligent than me, explained why not. If you want to explain that in more words now, that'd be marvellous.
Well, having supported a team that was 3 years in the National League, and we always considered ourselves to be a league club because we were part of the league from 1923, but back-to-back relegations, there is no doubt we deserve to be in the National League because, you know, we weren't good enough. But when you get there, I think there was a belief among many of our supporters, we will bounce straight back. We are a big club. We have a stadium which could host championship football without a shred of embarrassment. And, you know, we won't be here for very long. And we were there for 3 years. And there were three long years. Mm. And that's not to disrespect any club that plays in non-league. Chesham United are my local team. I go and watch them and support them in addition to watching Tranmere. But in the National League, you have to approach it in a certain manner. You have to assume the ref will be crap every single game. You have to assume the opposition will do anything to get under your skin. Yeah. They will basically indulge in as much shithousery as they can. And basically, you've got to be pretty obnoxious to get out of the National League. And you may disagree that Torquay United are obnoxious at the moment, and I don't know enough about Torquay's season to comment, but we didn't go up 1 year with 95 points. And Lincoln, under the Cowleys, got 99 points, and they deserve to go up. We got 95 points, which is an incredible total. I mean, yeah. 80 points will probably win the National League this year, maybe less. And we didn't go up, and we lost to Forest Green in the playoff final, and they were the biggest houses you have ever seen. And it was summed up for me. They were beating us 3-1, and they were the better team. Second half, every time they went down, there was treatment required. Somebody went down, and the trainer would come on, the referee would stop play, and it would restart with a bounce ball. There was one occasion, I think Liam Noble was their midfielder, shaven-headed midfielder.
Yeah.
Basically, the bounce ball was given to Forest Green. It was given back to him to get back to Tranmere, and he just hoofed it in the stand. And I thought, you absolute...
Yeah.
And that was just a horrible day. And I came away from that thinking, we will never get out of this league trying to be the biggest club, trying to play the best football. You've got to get out of this league. You've got to really fight for it. You've got to want it. We all want it. Yeah. You've got to play in a certain way. And the following year, we went back, we played Boreham Wood, who I believe are the you know, the ultimate houses in the National League for many reasons.
Draw
a match left off after 45 seconds, and we beat them 2-1.
Yeah.
And that was purely because we got down and dirty.
I think, as you make several brilliant points there, Nigel, and the one I mentioned, calling yourselves a big league team, which is what we do, Hartlepool, Chesterfield, Wrexham.
Notts County.
Notts County are the most guilty of it at the moment. Yeah. They're like, we're not going to be here very long. And actually, 3 years isn't actually that long. If you offered Wrexham fans
absolutely,
3 years,
yeah,
they'd bite your hand off. I think you're absolutely right. The level of shithousery that is required is almost bigger than the level of skill.
Yeah, and I agree. And that's a shame because... No, there are a lot because of there are so many big clubs now in the National League. There are some decent players as well, and Wrexham are obviously local rivals to Tranmere. So we were alongside them in the league for many, many years, and we played them in non-league, and you know, they were massive games. There were like 8,000-9,000 people at those games.
Yeah.
And I think that when the American owners, the Hollywood guys, came in now, they showed them a video or whatever it was of Tranmere playing Wrexham. You know, the race course ground, packed. But they've been there, what, 13 years now? I think they got 98 points 1 year and lost to Newport in the playoffs. you've got to make your opportunities as well. I mean, this could be Torquay's chance. To get back up, if you don't do it this year, you can't guarantee you'll be there next year.
Yeah, no, we've said now or never. I'm interested to know, Nigel, whether you've seen the same level of shithousery in League Two that you saw in the National League. To look at the table, you know, you see the teams that have all come up recently: yourself, Salford, Forest Green, Harrogate, Barrow. They've all kind of adjusted well, and certainly in your case, you're right up there fighting. So has it been the same?
It's different. I think the whole attitude, that the pressure is off when you're in League Two. And at the moment, you know, we're in a situation where we should have got automatic promotion. I don't think we will. I think we will end up in the playoffs and see what happens. But you look at Bolton. Bolton back in the fourth division this season after a long time. It took them half a season to actually adjust. Every week, Ian Everett was coming out, whinging about referees, whinging about the opposition. But I think they had changes behind the scenes. They got players in January and they've clicked and they've just shot up the league. I think they were 19th when we beat them back in January. They're now third and I think they'll do it this weekend. I think Cambridge, another former non-league club, will do it as well this weekend. So I think the pressure's off. I remember going to our first game back in the Football League at home to Cheltenham, and it was such a difference because you're turning up not thinking you absolutely have to win this game because you know you have to win every home game in the National League. But we played a Cheltenham team who weren't great that day, and there was only they probably brought no more than say a number of non-league clubs would bring to Prenton Park. So it didn't feel different from that point of view. But it just felt like, oh, thank God for that, it's over. It's like Bobby Ewing come out of the shower. It's a bad dream.
Sorry, that dates me.
That's one for the teenagers.
It feels real. It feels like real football.
You don't. My son doesn't find North Ferriby United on FIFA, which is something he was surprised about. And I took him one of his first games. I took him to Braintree, and I don't know if you've been to Braintree's ground, but you park up on the main road, and there's a sign saying Braintree United Football Club, and I went down this path heading towards some allotments, and there's a steward stood there, and I said, "Where's the ground, mate?" And he's between a gap between two back gardens. And that's where he was. And it was great. The burgers were a quid. He had a great time. We won 1-0. And you're right. You do win a lot of games. But it sounds very arrogant to say, but if you've been in the Football League for as long as we have and as long as you are, you're thinking, we should be winning these games.
Brilliant. I think we've run out of time, Nigel. We've run out of time, John, haven't we?
I think so. Yeah, that is absolutely everything I was going to ask. Obviously,
we'll have Nigel on again because we were talking about commentary. I tried some commentary last week, Nigel, and I got a new style for you just to run it by you. There was a commentator next to me, and I just copied everything he said, just a beat after he said it.
I've been doing that for years.
I knew it. Nigel Adley, thank you so much. We'll listen to you on Talk Sport and all over the place. Thanks so much for joining us on the ice to you. On the ice?
On the ice.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to answer it, but if I don't answer it, it might be someone important. We've put out calls to all sorts of people to...
Hello?
Is that you waffling on, Baker? Just answer the bloody phone, man.
God, hello there, hearse.
You're through the hearse. You're connected to the hearse.
Hello.
Deepest respects from the hearse.
Deepest respects, is it?
Always.
The deepest of respects. Always, of course,
it's
always.
It's my middle name, Baker, you as you well know.
Please don't swear on the podcast, hearse.
Baker, and yes, I'm very well, thanks for asking. I want to talk about that.
Had your jab yet? Had your jab yet, Hurst?
No, I've not had my jab.
All right, 26, are you?
No, I'm refusing. I will not be having a jab. I do not want Bill Gates to track my whereabouts, even though I am just going from crematorium to funeral home and back again.
I suppose the longer the pandemic goes on, it's better for you.
Exactly, I want this going on as long as possible. Now, speaking of I want to talk about that Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Bloody Philip.
I bet your nose has been put out of joint, isn't it, Hurst? Hurst has been in the news.
It has. It's unbelievable. What it was. I've been.
Yeah.
I've been traveling.
You're right, Hurst. You've been on holiday.
I've been converting a Ford Capri. A Ford Capri.
You okay, Hurst? You say.
Let me start again.
No, you've started now. You started, so you'll finish.
I've been converting a Ford Capri.
Ah, yes, with a long bonnet.
I got one in the end for 16 years.
Good for shagging the long
got
bonnet.
A long bonnet. It's great for coffins as well.
Ah, body size, of course.
Great for coffins, and I've been converting a Ford Capri, especially for this moment.
How respectful.
I mean, I didn't get a direct order from. You know, the monarchy from Buckingham Palace or nothing like that. But I thought, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm sure I'll be required. Been working on this bloody car for 16 years.
It's cost you a few bob, is it?
Got all the mounts for the coffin on the bonnet. It was all fantastic, all looking great.
Yeah.
Every time the bugger kept looking like he was going to die, he kept coming back to life again. I thought this thing's never going to get used. Eventually it happened. No bugger told me he was already converting the bloody Land Rover.
Land Rover, wasn't it? Solihull Moors fan, I reckon.
It's cost me a bloody fortune, Baker.
And how do you see out the front? Have you got a coffin on the front?
I've got a little sort of periscope sort of thing.
Very respectful.
Down periscope.
How respectful.
Yeah, and it just pokes over the top there so I can see exactly where I'm going. No problems there.
This doesn't sound very respectful, Hurst. I don't think it. No one's going to want your Ford Capri coffin.
But no, it's been bloody. You know, we went and got this Land Rover. Didn't tell anybody, and it was a complete waste of bloody time, money, and effort.
What Capri was it? 2.8 injection, but you probably didn't want the injection, did you, Hurst?
Thank you. I mean, that was good for you, Baker. I'll give you that.
There we are. I'm cracking it, Hurst. I'm breaking you down.
Speaking again of bastards, I dare you.
Oh,
you've been going to games.
Yes.
How dare you?
Two games we've been to, Hurst.
How bloody dare you get offered a chance to go to a game?
Yep.
Having not been to one for a year,
yep.
And go. How bloody dare you?
All right,
who do you think you are?
Should we not have gone?
No.
We were invited by the club.
I think you're an absolute bloody disgrace. An absolute disgrace. And, you know, as for your toadying and cozying up to these clubs.
Prawn Sandwich Brigade, is it?
You're an empty vessel, Baker. That's Baker.
Oh, I see what. Baker. Oh, did you like that?
I'm trying to branch out into different areas of the country. Okay. Going down one of them big chimneys.
We're an empty vessel, a bit like your Ford Capri coffin.
And
you've spent 16 years doing.
And you're not the only one who's in my sights this week. Bloody Gary Johnson.
Yes. Gary time. It's Gary time.
Bent is a, what is it? Bent is a £5 note. Is that the phrase?
I think a £5 note you're allowed. I think that's legal. Two bob note.
I don't know what it is, Baker. Let me tell you this: 97th minute equaliser, 98th minute winner.
Never give up, Hurst. Never give up.
Very smelling, very fishy down there, and it's not just because I'm picking up a stiff in Brixham.
No, hang on a minute. We've all found a stiff in Brixham.
At
3 o'clock after a few ciders.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Gary Johnson. We all know what he's like, apparently. We all know his reputation. I wouldn't be surprised. Last game of the season, the referee lets Torquay play until 4 o'clock on Sunday morning until they get a winner.
Very disrespectful.
Bloody unbelievable.
Hurst.
Gary Harris,
putting the phone down on you, Hurst. That's enough. Too disrespectful. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters are on their bloody better BBM.
Oh my God,
we've
got so many letters.
Oh.
I'd say a half dozen.
Half dozen. Nigh on a half dozen.
Let's get on with it. Mark Hepworth gets in touch.
In, Mark. Ooh, yes. Now, how's his team getting
on? Well, this is it. Now, you remember, Mark was in a Fof holding pattern because it all relied on his Sunday league team that he manages up in Derbyshire, winning.
Chesterfield way, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes, well, he says, once again, getting the formalities out of the way, congratulating the girls on their recent run. Each win seems to be bigger than the one before on the ice mark. My fourth number, though, will have to be put on ice.
Oh, no.
Another week, as Glapwell's game was called off bloody because of a positive COVID result from the team we lost to last week.
Bloody hell, COVID!
I told the lads not to worry, as we didn't get within 2 metres of the player who tested positive. Our next game is a huge local derby against Bolsover, although I'm slightly worried as the pubs are reopening, which means our lads will more than likely be hungover and not turn up. Anyone got Rob Street's number? Says Mark.
Well done, Mark. Very good. Mark. On the ice, Mark. Lovely stuff.
On
well
the
done.
Ice, Mark. Gary Head, Gaz Head.
Gaz Head. Are you looking forward to next season?
Yeah,
League Bristol Rovers.
You, Gaz. On the ice, gents, he says, sit down. It's a long one. Just a thought, if you're struggling for content this week, We're never struggling for content,
John.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Never ever struggled. I was watching the Grand National the weekend. This is how long this email's been sat there. And thought of the Grand National League. Kind of works. Talkie at the front.
Yeah, what a good
idea.
Oh,
there's an early faller with John Pemberton falling out of the saddle of Chesterfield. Oh. Unlucky going off completely off course at the first hurdle after passing a black cat and heading under that ladder. Sutton have now taken the lead. The three-legged donkey Barnett is bringing up the rear. Appears to be heading backwards while Sutton now starting to be caught by Talkie. Neck and neck between Sutton, Talkie and Hartlepool as we head into the final furlong. He doesn't do any more, but maybe we could finish that.
Very good though. Very, very nice. Just speaking of John Pemberton, John, I'm looking for the tweet. I can't find it. One of our regular tweeter contributors did remind us that John Pemberton did launch the European Super League last week.
That was just after he'd gone into, what had he done for Prince Philip? Was it life insurance or something?
Yeah, John Pemberton's European Super League is maybe a game we'll play next week.
I want to see if I can encourage you to use your powers in the football media to dispel a myth. Hearse mentioned last time he was on that he'd done his coaching badges, but I want to ask you to call out everyone you ever come into contact who says this. I'm a qualified coach and I've never received a badge.
Oh,
I remember getting one for 10, 25 and 50 metres swimming at school, but not since. I have qualifications and certificates.
Men are pathetic. Men are
just
absolutely
wants a badge,
pathetic.
Doesn't he?
Everyone just wants a f***ing badge. Sorry, excuse my language. Disrespectful, please don't swear. Everyone wants a badge or a certificate or a hat or something or a jacket. Well, I tell you what people want. It's a jacket with
a
badge
a
on it.
A hat.
A coach's hat.
He says, I remember getting one for the 10, 25 and 50 metres swimming at school, but not since. I have qualifications and certificates from the FA and the UEFA, but never a badge. Ooh. I'd appreciate if you could ask people who do mention it what their badge looks like.
Perhaps we'll start doing coaching badges. Foff coaching badges.
Foff 43, goals fan in Poole, Dorset.
Get in there, Gazhead. Well done. Lovely.
Very
on
nice.
The ice.
Mark Ridley gets in touch. Foff 33.
Newton.
Mod Newton. He says, mother of pod. Mother of pod.
Ah, lovely stuff.
Last week, you were seeking ideas for Linesman of Duty. I think that this series should be set.
Stan Whedon's Linesman of Duty,
set in the fictional village of Stockley Park. Best non-league tradition should be shown exclusively on iFollow. When a cliffhanger of an episode draws to an end, the picture should freeze and buffer. The head of the OCGH should be John Hemberton or Gary Powers.
And it's Asa Hall, isn't it? It's Asa Hall.
The fourth man.
He is the fourth man.
Yeah, whatever that
to
means.
Be injured this game.
There it is. Lovely.
Lovely letter. Yeah. I tell you, who hadn't done his coaching badges, Mark Hepworth.
Not that it sounds of things. Rob Baker gets in touch.
Ah, go on, Rob.
He says, I saw John's golf swing on social media recently.
Oh, lovely.
And it's prompted me to get in touch. The clip seems to have disappeared, but I think his backswing was a bit flat and he moved his feet quite a bit. Well, thanks for the unsolicited golf advice there from Rob, but
it sounds like Rob's a four handicapper.
Is he?
I've never seen him break 95.
Well, all very solid advice. I'm hopeless. Absolutely
very good
hopeless.
Advice. Very Thank good. You, Rob. That's Thanks, my brother, Rob. For getting in touch. No Foff number for you, because of course you are Foff. It's been lovely to speak to you, John. It's been lovely
been nice
to do
to
the
back.
Episode. It's just jolly to have you back.
No, it's been very nice. Thank you
Hopefully
very much.
When we speak next, we'll have six more points in the bag. All right then, mate. On the ice
on
to
the
you.
Ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.